all the talk about religious freedom, Common Core, and a host of other issues, it can be easy to forget that lawmakers are also working on basically starting over with Child Protective Services. Late last year, the agency revealed it hadn't investigated more than 6,500 reports of child abuse and neglect. And in January, Governor Brewer started the process of separating CPS from its parent agency, the Department of Economic Security. Dana Namark with Children's Action Alliance says things are moving in the right direction.
Is much brighter than the past, and that's paramount. Clearly, the future is going to be CPS being a separate state agency. I think there's great consensus that it's time to do that, and that will be beneficial for kids. But that is much more complex than simply, you know, waving a pen and saying you are now separate. So there's a lot of work going on now to figure out how to separate the agencies in a very strategic and effective way. I think the aim of Governor Brewer is to have that new agency begin July 1, but that will really depend on the legislature because that will take legislative action.
Yeah, I mean, how realistic a goal do you think that is?
It's very quick, and I think it is possible to start the new agency July 1. I think there will still be a lot of operational overlap and interaction in the coming year, but that should work fine as long as everybody's on the same page and going in the same direction.
There's a bill moving through the state legislature that would call for an external review of CPS. Do you think that's a good idea?
We do, and we have been for a long time suggesting to lawmakers that we do need some outside expertise to help us as we create this new agency, as we really start over and recreate our strategies for working with children and families.
Do you think there's still the momentum at the Capitol to deal with CPS that there was at the beginning of the session, or even, you know, before the session when it was revealed about all these cases that weren't investigated?
We do. Obviously, a lot of the work and the drafting and the discussion of different ideas is now happening in a small group, a work group convened by Governor Brewer. So I think many legislators have not been part of those specific conversations, but there is momentum for change. I think there is very broad agreement that we must do better and we can do better. There's a lot to do, and we don't necessarily expect all of it will be done in one piece of legislation, but we do expect that whatever legislation is passed should set up a framework for that type of success and that type of child safety in the future.
Are you optimistic that the bill or bills that are needed to do to CPS what you think needs to be done will be finished in time? I mean, this is an election year. Lawmakers want to get out of the Capitol and start campaigning and raising money. There's also the issue of making sure that there's room in the budget for whatever amount of money is needed to do these things.
We are optimistic. But again, we don't expect that everything will be completed. We expect this is a process that will go over several years and will actually need ongoing monitoring and accountability from the media, from stakeholders, forever.
So it sounds like overall you're satisfied with the progress that's been made so far.
I'm satisfied that things are being worked on. It's a big unknown what will emerge, what a bill will look like when it emerges into the public eye.
Dana Namark, President and CEO of Children's Action Alliance, thanks so much.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.